All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale and Josh Proffitt, our service director. Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Beautiful Saturday morning out there in Cake Land, right?
As I was walking in here, I was seeing the last bit of snow that we're going to get for the year. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but
I hope you're right.
That's my claim to fame anyway.
I hope you're right, Josh. I hope you're exactly correct on that one. I hope so. Get my phone turned down here. Anyway, hey, it's call-in show 316-462-3673. And this is a call-in show for anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything in the automobile world. You want to talk about the Broncos. We got a lot of information on Broncos. I want to talk about the second Mach-E we got here in the showroom floor. Love to talk about that. There's some few comments on the post we made on the Mach-E. Also, Raptor. They announced the Raptor this week. I got a few details on the Raptor I can talk about, too. So 316-462-3673, and it's anything in the automobile world, and you get a great price package, about at over $130. And today, on top of that, we got a couple gifts coming in from Kansas International Dragway, and I'm going to let Josh get into what our third $130 package is, and then we're going to have a couple drawings for these packages that Dave Dawkins brought out from Kansas International Dragway. So, Josh, what's in the package?
Well, like you said, it's a call-in show, so let's call in, get the phones ringing, 316-462-3673. You know, let's talk anything automotive, anything you want to talk about, tires, brakes, batteries, check engine lights, maintenance intervals, stuff like that. We're going to mail you out a package. It's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, checking over the tires, brakes, steering, suspension, safety-related components. Just make sure that car is geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner, as well as complete nitrogen, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer for your vehicle, and a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA, or motor oil additive, for your engine oil, and then a can of CFI for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. So,
all right.
Make it happen.
316-462-3673. And yeah, got to put my glasses on. It's a little small riding. So Dave Dawkins walked in here this morning, and we got two adult passes to the Summer Nationals featuring the Funny Car Chaos. So this will be the weekend of 7/9 and 7/10. So July 9th and July the 10th. So two passes, adult passes, and so we're going to have that drawing. And the next thing he's got, ready for this one, Josh?
Okay.
Winner of a ride-along experience in the three-seat Pro American Dragster on 5/22. Got to be there by 6 p.m., and you'll get to go for a fast ride. So let's get the phones ringing, 316-462-3673. Anything in your car, and we're going to give away those two prize packages here in a little bit. Josh, we've got to figure out how we're going
to
do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to decide how we're going to make that happen for sure. So
exactly. So anyway, so let's figure out, we're going to have a drawing. Of course, I'm trying to walk here, texting and everything else, stuff like that too, Josh.
Yeah, we could do a drawing. I'll get a couple things rounded up here to make that happen.
So I guess let's go, and if you want to win these tickets, we can
decide which one it is you want to go into, or just give them both. We'll just put a drawing together for both of them. So every caller that calls in, we'll put your name in the hat there.
And we'll ask, make sure which one they want or whatever too. So anyway, so there's the two drawings and $130 package on top of that. So pretty cool there. So let's first go. I think the most exciting thing that's happened today is Josh, the Raptor for 21. I didn't think we were going to see a Raptor at all for 21. I figured it'd be a 22 and everything else, but they did announce it. But we're only going to get a half year's worth of production out of the 21 model. So I'm guessing we're going to receive about 10 of those Raptors. Everybody's excited thinking the V8's here. Well, as of right now, there's no V8 yet. It's still the V6 EcoBoost. They did a lot of changes and everything else, you know, updating from the 21, to the 20, from the 20 to the 21, and a lot of changes there and stuff too. A lot of suspension, a lot of other things, a lot of great improvements. So I can't wait to see when and if V8 is coming. I think it is coming. I bet it's going to be a 22 now, though, is what I'm guessing, because there's nothing in the, they have what they call a hero card on the line in FMC dealer, and that line is got nothing in there on that hero card about the V8. It's all talking about all the new enhancements and all the change and everything for 21. truck looks good. And they had a little quick video, about a 2 minute video to introduce it, of a guy flying around the sand dunes. Looked pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can't wait to see how soon we can start ordering those Raptors. But pretty soon, last night I was at home and getting a couple texts from two different people getting excited about the Raptor and all that kind of thing. And of course, one of them wants the V8 and wants to wait. The other one says, you know, I just want a Raptor, so I'm going to get the V6. I said, great. So I got to see when the order bank's going to open up and go for that. So exciting times for the 21 Raptor. Going to be fun. Once we,
you know, that new truck, you've been in it for what, couple? Well, actually, I think they ended up getting rid of it on you.
It's gone.
But you were in that for a little bit, and just the differences between the two. What do you think's the main difference between the 20 and 21 F-150?
You know, that 20 F-150 was an incredible truck. I still have a few left to sell, but I'm telling you, this 21 is incredible. I can't believe they made this many improvements and changes. And, you know, the first night I got into it to drive it home, the first thing I noticed right off the bat was the ride. I can't get over how much better it rides, how much smoother it is than the quietness, how much quieter it is inside the truck.
Yeah.
And then I only drove it, I think, a couple weeks maybe before we sold it. My father and son came into town that day from Garden City and bought two of them.
There you go.
So I was getting ready to get in the other one. They said, oh, no. We're taking that one too. I said, okay, great. So I'm back in a Super Duty. And, you know, so coming out of that 21 F-150, so the ride and the quiet was first thing that jumped out at me. And then to get used to the new tech that's in that truck, the adaptive cruise, they did so much improvement on that thing and how well that works and what it does. The other neat feature that I really love, it, you come up to a stoplight and it will actually go clear to zero. And as a car takes off in front of you, just got to hit the resume button and it takes right back off again. And the next thing is they've got the auto shutoff is still there, but they did some great improvements on how that works and how it transitions from on and off and everything. That the truck's got that auto hold like the Explorer's got. So as you pull up the stop sign, you just let off the brake and it'll hold. You can turn that off if you want to, but I don't know why you would. And then as soon as you just barely touch the accelerator, it fires up and it goes. In this transition from start to on is like smooth. You don't even really realize it's starting back up and going or anything either. So that adaptive cruise is crazy how well that works. The one thing I still haven't got to try yet is the left-hand turn. When you're turning left-hand and you're waiting on cars to come, if you start to turn, well, it'll brake and stop you if a car's coming the other way.
Yeah.
I never got the chance to do that yet. I can't wait to try that feature out too. But I tell you, the ride and the quiet and the technology in there, that big screen, it's crazy all, you know, how big you can see stuff on there and the nav in there and everything else too. But the truck drives so good. The shifter, that's the other thing. It's even though it's a regular call-it-me-on-the-floor shifter in the console, it's electronic too. It's just like the rotator switch. And I love when I'm pulling up to somewhere, and I don't know what a habit it is, I just always automatically open the door. Well, it puts her in park for you. And that's a good safety feature, from that part. And so that shifter, I mean, there's just so many different things. The seats are so much better. The seats feel so much better and everything else too. Just can't wait to get some more on the ground here so we don't have any route.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing, but it's a good thing. It's good and bad. The 21s are coming. They're building as fast as they can, but it's kind of like Super Dudes. We're selling them faster than I can get them here.
So when do you think, and I know this is just speculation from that side, but when do you think they'll take the tech from the 21 F-150 and put that into the 250?
It's coming. Okay, so I can kind of give you an update on that. I know that already. The 21 F-1, we're building 21 Super Duties right now. Mm-hmm. I've made my last orders of 21s, if you can believe that already.
Wow.
They're going to start building 22s in around the June timeframe. The next thing I'll tell you about that is 22s will not have the new updates. It'll be a 23.
Yeah.
So I think their plan and their idea was that let's put all the tech coming. That's why the 21 model year is cut so short. And I bet you that we're going to see the 23 Super Duty very early in 22.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to bet. But all that tech is coming to the Super Duty. Just going to take a little bit longer to go to get there. From that part. So can't wait. I'm going to tell you, as soon as I jumped in that Super Duty that night to go home, I missed my F-150 really bad just because the tech that's in it. You know, I love driving a Super Duty. It's fun to drive too. Don't kid yourself. But I missed that tech. I missed that dash. I missed that stuff that's in that truck.
Yeah.
from that part. So
got a couple people this morning through the chat just saying good morning. So good morning, Jim. And then we also got James on there as well. So good morning, guys.
Yeah, got Fred Cross in there. Morning, Fred. And Rick Spittler. Good morning. You can pick me for either. So let's get, we can do that too. Make a comment on Facebook, on the Facebook Live, or even YouTube Live. Like and comment and share on this Facebook, YouTube, whatever. We'll pick up the question, pick them up. And Rick Spittler says he'll take either or.
Okay.
So get on there and say which, if you'd like one of these drawings from the Kansas International Dragway.
It was a little bit ago. What I kind of forgot already. What are we drawing for on the?
Okay, let me get my glasses back on here, Josh. Got it. Okay. The winner of a ride-along experience on the three-seat Proud American Dragster on 5/22, so May 22nd. Got to be there by 6 p.m.
Okay.
To get on your ride. Looks like you got to do a little check-in thing and everything else from that part. So that's one thing. Ride-along.
I bet they're checking your heart. Make sure you can take it.
Well, yeah, I bet that's true, too. Then the next thing is there's two adult passes to the Funny Car Chaos. July 9th and July 10th. So two tickets and a ride along, two giveaways we're going to give away. So if you want to jump on Facebook, so let's see here. Josh Hawkins, Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, let's go Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so far I've got Rick Spittler. He wants to go in both drawings. So you just get on Facebook and talk about what you want to, which one of these you'd like to go in. We'll put you in the drawing here at the end of the show, see who the lucky winner is, or just give us a call, 316-462-3673. And love to answer your questions and talk, get your phones ringing and everything else too. Jump on Facebook Live, jump on YouTube Live, give us a like on both those. I really appreciate that. We're trying to grow the YouTube side of this program a little bit so we can do some more and bigger things with the program. So please jump on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, give us a like on both places so we can, I can get some, more things. Once we get just to be honest with you, we've got to get 1,000 likes. We're like 449 right now. And then we can do some more exciting things with the show on YouTube and love to do that and help out different things and stuff too. So jump over on YouTube Live and give us a like there. Get on Facebook, give us a like there. And let's see.
We got Mary. Mary says, throw me in either drawing. So we're going to put her in either drawing as well.
All right,
so
jump on there. I'm going to have to check all my sites here because I'm on my.
Make sure that we get them all right. But
okay, Fred Cross, he's in on the June. So that would be, well, no, Fred, there's no June. It's 5/22 for the ride along, or it's July 9th and July 10th for the two tickets to the Summer Nationals of Funny Car Chaos. So, Fred, if you can tell us which one you really like, it's not June, it's either May or July. And okay, Darren McKim, he will take. The Funny Car. Dwight Wells is going in for the ride along. Let's see if I got everybody caught up off this page. And okay, got that one. Beautiful, everybody. Thank you for that. Let's see if there's anything else on any of my other hot loss spots here to like and share here. Josh, you can check YouTube and see there, can't you?
Yep, gotcha.
And let's see here. One more page here. Let's see if I got any more comments on that. Touch two. So I'm trying to draw a blank here to get everybody on here. Okay. So let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. And if you want to get on the ride-along or you want to get in the two tickets to Funny Car Chaos, courtesy of Kansas International Dragway, we'd love to have you there too. And so... Looks like we're rocking and rolling really good there, so I'm just making sure I haven't missed anybody's comments. And got them a lot coming up through here. Okay, got a few more, Josh, coming in here.
Okay.
Tracy Lane, either would be fine. And Josh Hawkins wants the May 22nd ride along. And Fred Cross now says, sorry, yeah, I get it, Fred, no big deal, it's July. So Fred wants in on the two tickets on the Funny Car Chaos. Okay,
so let's
do. Anyway, we're getting things geared up. We talked about the 21 Raptor that Ford announced. Next thing I want to talk about is the Mach-E. We hope you saw my video I did on the white one. We now have sold that car. It's gone, and now we have our black one on the showroom floor. It's the extended range. Should go about 300 miles on a charge. It's on the showroom floor charging right now. It's going to leave this afternoon. Lisa's going to come take it and take it for a spin for a while, probably for the weekend. But this car is in our courtesy transportation program through Ford. And basically, we put that car in there for people to come out and road test and drive it and stuff. And basically, we have to get 4,000 miles put on this car before we can sell it. So you need to come out, take a test drive in this 100% electric car. It's very cool. Josh and I took a test drive last Saturday in the white one. Very cool. I can't wait to take the, yeah. We'll have to go take the black one for a little spin here in a little while too after the show and stuff. But a fully 100% electric car. And I tell you, it blew me away how well it handled, how it drove. And I'm blown away the power. I mean, it was very good. Of course, this black one's going to be a little stronger, Josh. I don't know if you can handle that. Or not. Let's see.
Probably not.
So the Mach-E, and I'm telling you, there's all kinds of tech in that thing too, all the different safety features and all that kind of stuff. And you know, Josh, as much as I hate to say it, we're very close, I think, to having a fully autonomous vehicles running around.
Yeah,
it's kind of scary. I think it's going to be here before we know it. These more electric cars are coming because of this CAFE ratings and all the emissions that are going on out there from that start. But we'll see what happens here. And I think I got a few more comments here for you, Josh, for some more stuff. Nope, I guess we've got everybody still.
Got everybody there. We'll have to go back through. I need to identify what these guys wanted as far as which one there. But while you're doing that,
I
can go back.
You
want to
do
this.
That? Just jump on there and grab that there. So anyway, the Mach-E, come out, take a test drive, help us get that 4,000 miles on it, so then we can sell it to whoever's going to be the lucky owner of that Mach-E. Come out and let one of the sales guys give you a little presentation on it. Jump in it, take it for a spin. It's being charged up right now. You know, go 300 miles today would be great from that part. I think everybody's also, Josh, a little nervous about electric, and I get it. Something new, something different, and everything else from that part. But I think we got to get used to it. I think it's the way it's going to be. If we're going to want to continue to drive our F-150s and our Super Duties to keep these emissions where they need to be, we're going to have to drive some electric cars from that part. But the best thing I'll tell you, everybody's a little worried about charging this vehicle. We got it plugged in just a regular 110 outlet out there, and it's charging up just fine. Everything else like that. Can you get a faster charger? Yeah, you can get a 220 charger. It'll charge it in half the time what it takes on that 110. But if you just plug it in overnight, it's going to charge itself up overnight and ready to go. That's the cheapest way to charge it is through the 110. I will tell you that also. We're going to get some charge stations all due to this COVID situation. The delay has happened on these chargers, but we're going to have probably four different chargers here at the dealership from here in Quick Lane. We've already got two. One's in the main store shop and one back here by our in the back here to charge up that we've had for all the other electric plug-in cars we've had. So very easy to charge. Plug it into 110. Off you go. If you're completely down to zero, 110 is going to take you about 8 hours to charge up. On the 220 takes about 4 hours to charge up. But again, if the average, they say the average consumer drives 40 miles a day. So if you just plug it in each night, you're never going to have to worry about a big long charge or anything else like that. I get maybe running to Kansas City. Then finding somewhere to charge, but I know that it's getting to be where there's a lot of hotels and everything else that are actually getting these chargers put up and set up and everything else too. So
yeah, we were looking at a map, you know, the other day about in the car itself, it has where to find the chargers. The charging stations, and Ford's done, I think, a really good job about going across and ensuring that they have a network to support the vehicle as well. And all that's going to do is just grow and become more and more, from that side too.
It is. And the, what I like about that app, it's, you can do it on the app, do the Ford Pass app or on the car, but it's going to know you're getting down low on charge, and it's going to start finding you places automatically where you can go to get a charge, so you don't run out and be dead or anything else from that part, too. So it's going to be fun, exciting. There's going to be a lot more electric cars come from that part. But again, got to get 4,000 miles in this thing, so jump out here. Yeah. Lisa was going to take it last night and couldn't. She was out being test drove when she was ready to leave, so I know she's going to take it today and everything else, too. So let's get out here. Let's.
Mary put on there that Lisa's going to have a good time doing that, so.
Yeah, but it is. It was fun. We drive the white one, and Josh, we're going to do that. So we have to go take that for a spin later today here too. So, okay. So we've talked about Raptor. We've talked about Mach-E. We've talked about the F-150. And I'm trying to think what else or something else on the tip of my tongue I want to talk about.
Well, Bronco, you've got Bronco. A lot going on there for sure.
Okay. Let's talk Broncos. And of course, things keep updating there daily and everything else too. Here's kind of the latest things that I've got. We had 104 reservations. We're getting 52 Broncos for the 21 model year. We've been contacting our customers to get them in to come in and sit down with me. If you're listening to that and you've got a reservation in, and we've tried to contact everybody at least once, maybe twice to get everybody in here. Mm-hmm. I've built 39 so far of the 52, but I want to build as many as we can. So in case there is some more orders that come through or whatever, that we can qualify through for to pick up a few more orders and stuff too. So, if you haven't made a reservation, really interested in Bronco, jump on our webpage under new car tab and it says order your Bronco, and it'll take you right to a link. You can make your reservation, cost you $100, and get in line and everything too. I got a couple people coming in today to build theirs, but here's kind of the timeline where we're setting at now on Bronco. Is this order bank is open. It stays open till March the 19th, and then it closes. And then I think what they'll do is what's going to happen then, Josh, probably around in the April rain, they're going to line everybody up by their timestamp off the reservation and start giving us build weeks on when they're going to build those Broncos. The next thing I do know is okay to buy, which means the Broncos are built and they're ready to ship them to the dealers, is scheduled to be the last week of May or the first week of June is kind of the timeline we got there. So I'm going to say the middle of June is when we'll see our first Bronco. And here's the next thing is there is some late availability items that are coming, and several people want to wait for that. So I have some early timestamp guys that are probably not going to get their Bronco till later from that part. I've had several people say, hey, I hear some neat things coming for 22. So they're going to wait for 22s. So I get that too from that part, but it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to get these things here. The accessories, Josh, that we're going to be able to put on these things are crazy from that part. So can't wait for that either.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. Just the Ford's really stepped out on the accessory market from that side. The Ranger, there's a gobs of accessories for those. And the Bronco is going to be even, you know, twice as much from that Ranger for sure.
Yeah.
Of what all they have to offer for that thing.
Exactly. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries. You want to talk about these two packages or get on the phone here to win the two passes to 79710. So July 9th, July 10th to the Funny Car Chaos or the ride along what is it called again, Josh? It's called the
ride along experience on a 3-seat proud American dragster.
Got to go a little fast down the dragster. Yeah. So that'd be fun. So jump on Facebook, like, comment, share there. Go to YouTube Live, like, comment, share there on YouTube. So we can pick you up there, and you can get registered in the drawing at the end of the show. We will draw up and see who the lucky winner is going to be of that. So
both of these seem like fun. And more importantly, they're in the summer or, springtime.
Yeah, exactly. So 316-462-3673. It's a main store dealership line. You call in and the girls answer the phone and they'll get your name and number down and they'll send the phone to us. We'll get you on the air here. And again, just talk about anything. It don't matter. Anything in the automobile world. If you don't got something you don't understand about your car, Josh and I can answer your questions there real quick. Josh, we know we normally, when we're on the radio, we'd have a break by now, but yeah. Let's talk about that a minute. We got some great sponsors of our show, which of course is BG Products. And, I talk about those guys a lot because I've used them forever. 1985 is when I was cleaning injectors with 44K from that part. So love BG Products. They're great products. They do great things for your cars. That's why they're here in our dealership and why we sell a lot of their products is because it does do great things for your car and makes the life of your vehicle last longer. I can't get over the, things we do today to cars is not near what we used to do before. Brake flushes. Never thought of that back in the day when I was wrenching my dad or even a power steering flush.
You flushed the brake system back then when something broke.
Yeah.
Because a component, how many wheel cylinders did you put on a vehicle for leaking out the back or, I can think of boosters or the master cylinder that leaks from the inside of it. And it wasn't that uncommon to have that stuff fail.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, BG Products, great things we sell here inside Mel Hamilton Ford to make your car run many, many more miles. And we're scheduled to have those guys back on here in the near future.
Yep.
Big Corner Creative, all your advertising needs. That's our advertising company, and they do a great job if you need a web page. Anything to advertise your business, social media-wise, traditionally-wise, anything that'll help make your business better, those guys that say just Google us. They're window tinting, they're wrapping race cars, they're wrapping vehicles, they're wrapping windows. Anything to help your business, let Big Corner Creative take care of that. and go to rent. Hey, Stan's got a great fleet of vehicles, over 80 vehicles over there to rent. If you don't want to put the miles on your car or need something bigger to get on a trip or vacation, get that planned up. Not sure what everybody's doing for spring break, but the vans are there ready to go. And just put four new vans in the inventory just this week, Josh. So yep. Stan's ready to go for spring break if somebody wants to go somewhere and stuff too. So give Stan a call right inside here at GoToRent. Okay, so...
You know, you're talking about the BG products and all the different things that they do. And we just maintain cars so much different today than what we did years ago. And even, you know, that's going to... 5 years from now, it's going to even be different yet, especially with the electronic vehicles coming and stuff like that. But just the different services, like what you're talking about on the brake fluid service, or even, you know, coolant, we can, you know, the intervals on that and what we used to do with that years ago versus how you maintain the cooling system now. Everything changes, everything evolves. And, you know, to be able to have somebody that's in the industry that sees what fails, what has a higher rate of failure, and what areas to look at and stuff, inspect your vehicle on a routine basis is more important than you know, than anything from that side of things. And these cars years ago, components would break and you would replace them. Well, they've become much more durable, reliable. They last so much longer, but there's still fluids in these systems that used to be replaced when you would replace a component that broke because the failure rate was sooner. Well, now the components, as they're building them better, are working so much longer. You know, the fluids become more important on service intervals and changing that out. And BG does a fantastic job on their research and development and just getting that tuned in as far as making sure that when you're exchanging fluids, that you're doing it the right way from that side of things. And then also what they're replenishing the fluids with, the amount of research and development that they put into it to make sure that you're getting the best bang for your buck. It's just, that's what I love about them so much is what they, the amount of research that they do to make sure that, again, you're getting your dollars, your value's worth.
Exactly. Okay. Fred Cross got it. Cross has a great question.
Okay.
It's probably coming up on my page, Josh. And, is it more cost effective to maintain the electric vehicle versus the gasoline vehicle? So you start answering that, Josh, and we've got a caller coming in by the time the caller gets here.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of things, you know, with that, with the electric versus gas. You know, obviously maintenance intervals are going to be way less as far as, you know, fluids for oils. But then the other side of that is, you know, you still have to rotate tires. There's still brakes. There's still all of that stuff that you have to look at. So we'll go to the caller and we'll come back to that.
Is Daniel there? You're live with Under the Hood.
Yes. Yes. Good morning, you mechanic.
What are you doing today?
Bugging you.
I hear you.
I hope so. Otherwise, I'm talking to dead airspace.
Sometimes you might be, you know. Yeah.
I'm going back to a 1988 Chevrolet. Now, people, one parts house says it's a K. Another one says it's a C. It's a 2500 four-wheel drive.
Then it's a
and
K.
Yeah, I've been tinkering on it. I got my exhaust manifold leak repaired. I got the heater repaired, and you won't believe this. Well, yeah, you would. But the ground strap that comes from this cooling temperature sensor on the intake manifold,
yep,
that is, according to the schematic, is tied into the heater. And if that ground ain't there, it ain't going to turn the heat on. So I got that repaired.
Yeah, well, good. Got some heat then, right?
I've got defroster range working.
Good.
And then I keep getting code 44. So, and then, anyway, I replaced the entire ECM. And now my gas gauge works.
Hi, damn. You're fixing all kinds of things, aren't you?
Without even trying. But I did another code search. No code errors, right?
Yep.
But yet when I accelerate at 22 miles an hour, it chokes like it's starving for gas, but the throttle positioning switch, map sensor, intake manifold, something or other, no error. So my question is, 1988 Chevrolet truck, is the gas tank pressurized? Because you two have talked to other Ford owners, Chevrolet owners, where the pressurization of the gas tank plays a big role in the performance of the engine.
Yep. 88's not pressurized.
Okay, great. So now, that would lead me to think it's in the fuel pump or the fuel pump assembly or maybe even blockage in the fuel filter. What say you?
Yep. First thing I was going to say, we need to check the fuel pressure and see what's going on with fuel pressure.
Now, how would I do that?
Okay, 88. It's the 5.7, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they've got it.
So it's TBI. So there's basically an inline adapter that would unhook the fuel line up by the engine, and then there's an adapter that goes in there, and then there's a port on that adapter that you would need to put a pressure gauge on.
Well, the reason I'm asking, eBay for $28. I mean, it's like 35, 40 pieces, got, pressure gauge, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was wondering if I ordered one of them, because I don't know of anybody here in Hutch that actually can measure fuel pressure, pounds per square inch or however it's rated. They got the vacuum testers and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've got a brand new fuel pump assembly and all that from rockauto.com for like $38.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I got a full gas tank and it's going to be a nightmare to drop.
Yeah. You know, I've seen guys do it both ways, and labor wise, it's, probably about six of one, half dozen of the other, but I've seen guys that will actually take the beds off of the truck because there's not a whole lot holding that bed on there. It's just the electrical for the taillights. There should be a master connector back there. And in that case, I think it's maybe 8 bolts, depending on what bed configuration you have. And then that bed will pick up off there and you can access the fuel pump right there instead of dropping the tank. And again, I don't know. I think it's just a matter of preference from that side. So.
Well, here's my problem. I did that on a Ford Ranger, and 3 hours I was done. But this truck's a one ton. I got two toolboxes full of gear, and then I got to figure out how to take the bed liner out. And if I'm not mistaken, according to the manual I got, there's 6 bolts that go through the bed into the frame, and they're T55, I think.
So on that truck, I thought it was just a standard bolt head, like a 3/4, but it could be from that side too.
Well,
so.
On my Ford Ranger, it's a 92.
Yeah.
It's actually got T55 torque head bolts on a Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
And it's a 92. And like I said, and I pulled the bed off of it because it's empty. In 3 hours, I had a new fuel pump and everything. Anyway, I use a Garmin GPS for my speedometer. Anyway, I was doing about 20, 22, 25, and it's chugging like it's starving for gas. And there's no code error, even with this salvage yard replacement ECM.
Well, you know,
and I code, did not change out the e-pump chips.
Yeah, that code 44, though, was a lean code that you had before. So, I'm going to tell you I would get that tester so you can test your fuel pressure. But the simplest thing I would do before I did anything either of that, too, Daniel, is have you replaced the fuel filter lately?
No, I got a brand new one from Rock Auto for $2.90. I got to get underneath there. Now, does that require a special tool?
No,
Yeah, on that one, it's just wrenches. Two wrenches.
Yep.
Some flare nut wrenches, 5/8 will do it then. Okay.
Yep. And well, I think you need 11/16 or 3/4 on the filter to anchor. So, yeah. First thing I do is put a fuel filter in. If not, if that doesn't fix it, then I'd order my adapter so you can check your fuel pressure, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. You too. Thanks for the call.
9-6-9-4-7
There we go. I'm getting used to this board, Josh. Anyway, 316-462-3673. Anything you need to talk about? And let's get the phones ringing and give away a great price package. Rick Spittler's got a question, Josh. 2014 F-150. He wants to add a driver's side A-pillar grab handle.
2004 F-150. 14. So on that truck, I think... what the deal is there, they had them in older models, but now you're getting into the side curtain airbags, and I'm pretty sure that airbag comes down along that A-pillar. And so I
and that 14?
Think, yeah, I'm pretty sure that...
Rick, I'm going to tell you, we're going to dive into that after the show. We'll get over in the parts department, pull some books up, and see what we've got there. But I think Josh might be on to something there at that driver's side passenger curtain airbag is making it to where they can't have that grab handle there. Is what I'm going to bet too. Yeah. But we'll check it out, Rick, see what you got and see if we can figure that out for you too, Rick. So 316-462-3673. Hey, get the comments going. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and give us some likes there. We want to get to those 1,000 likes on YouTube so we can do some more exciting stuff with this show. Love to take your questions and answers and everything else too, but want to expand the show quite a bit, but we need to get a few more likes on YouTube and Facebook. So 316-462-3673. Girls answer the front desk, get your number in and send you through to our phone. And we'll get you on the air here and give you away this great price package for each and every caller for over $130. So let's get them ringing. 316-462-3673. Anyway, Josh, next thing's next Saturday. Fun time here at the Big Corner.
Yep.
It's our race open house. Lots of things going to be going on. We're going to have all different types of race cars from drag to dirt, even motocross motorcycles are going to be here. The other thing we're going to have is we're going to have the remote control race cars. We had them out here for
Toy Drive.
Toy Drive, and it's Roaring Racing. Great family there to bring, comes out with a husband and wife and their son, and they set up a big, huge racetrack, and we put them over in the corner of the showroom, and I think they race four at a time.
I think it's six.
They're like 124 scale cars. They're electric, and they're fun to go. And I'm going to get on it this time, Josh. I didn't get a toy drive because I was on the roof. Yeah, I never got to get down and drive. One time I come down, they were tearing the track down. So
yep. I didn't get on there either. So
anyway, big open house for you racers out there. We're going to have all kinds of discounts on parts depending on the product line. We picked up a new shock provider this year, Allgaier Shocks. If you don't know the name Allgaier, it's Justin Allgaier, runs in the Xfinity Series in NASCAR. Love to have Justin here, but he is going to be in Daytona. So
getting ready for that deal.
But one of their shock guys will be here in the store to help us understand these shocks. And you guys got questions about these shock packages we picked up. And there's a lot of things that go on in shocks today. And we wanted to pick up a different shock brand and everything else to help our people, racers out there. And we've got one for the modifieds. We've got a package for street stock. We've got late models. Whatever you want to do. We've got a shock package here ready for you, and one of their guys will be here next Saturday to help you understand shocks and answer any questions you might have. We're going to have other vendors here too. We're going to have quite a few modifieds here on dirt track. We're going to have some cool drag cars coming. The other thing we're going to have is Ryan Petty is going to bring his Ford GT. If you don't remember that, we delivered that to him in 18, and he's also bringing a very unique Cobra. So it's going to be fun to see that thing here, too.
Yeah, very exciting to see that.
So next Saturday, 9 to 4, going to have all kinds of drawings, all kinds of prizes. Jordan Whitehead will be here with his food to service up lunch from 11 to 2. So lunch is on us from next Saturday, too. So you need to come out here and check out Jordan's, what he's serving this time. I think he's doing his ribeye sandwiches, I think.
Is he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the steak sandwich.
Yeah. So anyway, you need to get out here next Saturday. Racers, if you want to save some money on parts and stuff, we're going to have every product line is going to have a discount. Other thing is the prizes. We've talked to a lot of people, and we got a lot of prizes coming. 81 Speedway is going to be here. C-Ray is going to be here with NCRA. Kansas International Dragway is going to be here.
Salina
is going to be here. You know, I didn't know if anybody's talked to the guys from...
Well, Bar to Bar will be here, too.
Bar to Bar. They're going to have about four motorcycles here.
Yep.
Arc City. I don't know if...
I
need to see if those guys are going to be. I need to get with Nick Roberts and see if anybody's got him coming. So next Saturday, 9 to 4, you need to get registered up for all the drawings. There's all kinds of tickets to every one of the racetracks are giving away. Different things, pit passes, I believe they're coming with. Different things. So a lot of things to do. Get on the racetrack and race those remote control cars. And next thing is, Josh, Monday morning, I'm headed to Muskogee, Oklahoma. Okay?
Monday morning,
I'm going to Muskogee. Never been to Muskogee.
All right.
I'm bringing back a simulator.
Oh.
Yes. From Chad Wheeler. He has Wheeler Fabrication there in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Uh-huh. And he builds these simulators. And several NASCAR guys have these simulators.
Yeah.
So we're going to have one here in the showroom. So I'm going to go Monday morning, pick it up, learn how to run it and everything, and bring it back here. So we'll have it set up probably Tuesday morning because it's 3 hours down, 3 hours back. Yeah. So it'll be late before I get back. We'll have that simulator set up where you can come in anytime you want and get on that simulator and pretend what racetrack you're at or whatever. It's fed up through iRacing, so that'll be fun too. And so a lot of exciting things next Saturday. Get on that simulator, get on the racetrack with those electric cars. Check out all the race cars that are going to be here. Lunch 11 to 2. Get registered for your prizes. And we're going to have to, I told Lisa, we got to get registered up where you're going to be either a drag guy, or you're a dirt guy, or a bike guy.
Motocross or something like that.
Yeah, to see what which class you want to get in to get the right drawing from that part. MH Ford Racing is going to be giving away some tires, some dirt track tires, and some and drag tires. Big Corner Creative is going to be giving away a wrap. So a lot of exciting things for the race open house. And hope the weather's warm so we have a few things outside and stuff too, Josh. But we'll have to wait and see how that goes too. So anyway, a lot of exciting things here at the Big Corner. And Darren McKim says he'll be here. I figured you would be, Darren. I bet you have your camera out taking a few pictures of some of these hot rods too. Fred Cross says he's coming too. All right, Fred. Fantastic. So anyway, 316-462-3673.
The parts warehouse. I think we need to talk about that.
You know, we got a lot of exciting things there. We got our occupancy permit yesterday for our 50,000 square foot warehouse. And everybody, it's going to be fun and exciting to get this set up. But the best part is we're going to be able to better take care of you with our parts situation. Our current parts store here at the main store is busting at the seams. It's going to be great to take that warehouse now and open that up. And just so you know, Paul Burke, our parts manager here, is going to the warehouse to run that. So we're looking for a parts manager to run it here at the main store. So if you got some parts experience or whatever, come by and see Josh and do an interview. We see who's going to be a replacement for Paul. Paul's going to go down there and take over that warehouse. That's a huge warehouse. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort. And I'm excited to see where Paul can go with that warehouse and what we can do. A lot of technology is going to be in that warehouse too. Yeah. Everything's going to come into that store and it'll feed the two quick lanes in the main store. All shipping and receiving will go out of that building. The next thing is Hoosier Tire. We've been tight with Hoosier on space. Now we're going to have all kinds of room for Hoosier. So the other thing, we're going to be able to stock a lot more stuff for that part. We've already got orders ready coming in. I shouldn't say coming in, on order.
On order.
Yeah. The more body parts we're going to stock, the more mechanical parts we're going to stock, the more tires we're going to stock, the more Hoosier tires we're going to stock. So a lot more room and everything else is going to be. And a lot of exciting things coming at that warehouse with the shipping and receiving side of that. If you haven't checked that MH Ford Racing, you need to go check that website out. It's growing and it's fun, exciting what all we're getting. And it's all great. Josh, you won't believe it. It's all over the country. People are on that website ordering parts.
Yep.
We're shipping a lot of stuff to Nebraska, a lot of stuff to Iowa. We've got a couple of race builders that are building cars that are buying a lot of stuff from us from that part. So excited for that. So can't wait to see where this warehouse goes. Shouldn't run out of room for a little while, but I hope we do someday.
Yeah.
So Paul's going to go down there. So we're looking for a parts manager there to help here in the main store. If you wanted to come see an interview with Josh, if you have some parts experience, see if you can be our manager for this store. Love to talk to you and everything else from that part too. And while we're talking about looking for people, here at the main store, we're looking for a delivery team, dealer yep. trade manager too. Brentley Brown is moving on to bigger and better things. So wish Brentley well, but need a delivery team and dealer trade manager to manage those guys over there from that part. So if you're interested in that too, I'd love to talk to you about that also. So
a lot of tech in that for sure. Knowing the ins and outs of these new vehicles and what's going on, and you know, just change, you know, being able to know the new products when they come in and get in them and study up on them and stuff like that. So definitely very exciting to be able to see all the new changes that come in.
Exactly. Hey, anyway, we have two prize packages to give away from Kansas International Dragway. First of all, there's two tickets to the Bunny Car Chaos, July 9th, July 10th. And then there's a ride-along on May 22nd in a Proud American Dragster, a three-seater. That ought to be cool and fun.
Yeah, it would be very cool.
So if you want to get on there, call up 316-462-3673. Tell us what you want. Just for that phone call, guess what? You're going to get a great price back, about over $130. Or if you want to go to Facebook Live or you want to go to YouTube Live and like us and comment, share there, and tell us which price package you'd like, we'll get you in this drawing we're getting ready to have here in about 10 minutes. So you want to get online and get in line here for these and getting these drawings. Josh is writing everything down. We're going to have these drawn here shortly for the price package. And thank you, Dave Dawkins from Kansas International Dragway, with those great price packages and stuff too. 316-462-3673. That comes right in the main store here. The girls take your name and number down and send you through to us, and we'll get you in this drawing. So anyway, Josh, anything exciting in the shop this week?
You know, definitely been very busy this week on getting cars serviced and going. We've added on to the quick lane over there, and that's going great. We're able to fill, get more help and get that thing staffed up for sure. That's one of those things on the staffing side of the things. We've said, you know, right off the bat, hey, we're not just going to hire a bunch of brand new guys and put in here. And it's just, that's not the right thing to do for the customers. It's not the right thing to do for the new employees and stuff. And so we've expanded on that staff and are going to continue to do so. But it's, the room was so, so much needed, but it's been a great addition, and definitely we're able to get things rock and rolling in and out of there, for sure. So a lot of service stuff, going on. Walking, you know, through the shop every day, I'll walk back there and see kind of what's going on and what we're repairing. And I just, all the time, it surprises me on what, how many repairs we do that maybe could have been prevented with a little bit of preventative maintenance.
Yep. I agree with you, Josh.
I just, talking with customers and like I said, seeing the repairs and things like that, and knowing, that, man, that may not have needed to be taking place if there was a little bit of preventative maintenance going on. And so I just can't express how important the multi-point inspection side of this package that we give away is just having someone certified, or you know, a certified technician or factory trained technician looking at your vehicle every so often and just looking things over.
You know, I go back and say this all the time, Josh, when I was a tech, if I had my shop manual out, I really probably didn't know what the heck I was doing. Today, these techs don't have their laptops out. They don't have a clue what they're doing.
Yeah.
From that part, working on these cars and stuff. Things have changed so drastically over the years from doing that. And it's right. It takes a lot of talent and a lot of knowledge and a lot of training and everything for these guys we have. And very proud of every one of these guys we have in our main store and our quick lane that keep up on the training and do that all the time too. So,
you know, and I go back to that gentleman's question in regards to the hybrid or the electric cars coming in, and as far as maintenance difference and stuff like that. And I mean, yeah, you're not going to have the conventional change in the oil, but you still have maintenance needs on that vehicle, just like you would a regular car, as far as the brake systems and making sure the tires are rotated and looking over the steering and suspension component side of things and stuff like that. And just making sure that the car is mechanically sound to be driving down the road.
Yep. I agree. Anyway, let's switch gears just a minute. Got a comment here on Facebook. Paul Harris. Hey, Paul was one of my techs when I was in Hutch. Paul then moved to Colorado, and he's been out there running H&H transmissions out there for his shop and things. But he's also a big-time drag racer, Josh. Drives a Pontiac Grand Prix. Uh-oh. Pulls the front wheels in there, too. Seen the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Paul is also one of our Hoosier dealers in Colorado, and he just mentioned that he's got a huge slick order going out to Colorado. And for those you don't know, we are the Hoosier dealers. We're the Hoosier distributor for Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska. We have about 80 dealers we supply the Hoosier tires to. So this new warehouse is going to be cool for that, to have more tires for these guys to have on hand, ready to go to ship to them very quickly, very fast, instead of having to wait to come out of Hoosier, out of Indiana and that stuff too. So, hey, Paul, appreciate the business. Appreciate the comments, and keep burning them slicks up so we can sell you some more.
So you can get some more sent exactly. your way. If you're not burning them up, you're not doing it right.
Something's that's exactly. Do a little bit longer burn out each time for me, will you, Paul? And, you know, you got to do that little extra hot to keep them front wheels near just a little bit longer in that Grand Prix. I believe it's an 84 Grand Prix, if I remember right, that he's got that he drag really? Races pretty good. Yeah, he's don't remember how fast he goes or whatever. Paul, maybe you can comment there and tell us how fast you got that Grand Prix going now.
So that's a pretty heavy car then.
Oh, I think Paul's done a little work to it.
A little weight modification on it. Yes. It's not
yeah, knowing Paul, stopped. He's done a lot, yeah. And I know he's heavily involved with the drag strip out there in Colorado, and we will be out there again this year with our Hoosier trailer stuff, selling slicks, a couple of big main events and stuff. But I know Paul's very heavily involved in the drag strip there at what's that called? Mile High?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mile High Drag
Strip. Vandermeer.
Vandermeer, yeah. So, Paul, thanks again. But if you're still listening, whatever, it's a 79. I was off. It's a 79 Grand Prix. Still same body style as the 84s.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, now how fast are we going? You can tell us the eighth of the quarter. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But I know I've seen so many pictures of his car at the drag strip and stuff that he posts out there and everything else too. So if you're in Colorado and you got a transmission issue, Paul's the place to see out there in Colorado at H&H Transmission. So anyway, Josh, real quick, we're coming up on the time for drawing. I don't have anybody else coming in here yet. We got everybody in the drawing here. We'll do that here real quick. But we got a couple drawings to do for Dave Dawkins brought in this morning from Kansas International Dragway. So thank you for that. Okay, here we go. Paul says he runs 1060 ET at Brandemere. So I think they also adjust that because of the altitude. I think that's right.
Yep,
so to keep it even where everybody runs and everything else too. So 1060 pretty fast, Paul. Need that 6/10 taken out of there. You know, speaking of drag cars, a lot of you have probably seen our yellow Hot Wheels burnout car we have, and you know, that thing's an 11, so it's time to upgrade, and it's here. Josh has been driving. How is that car?
It's good. Yeah, it's very good. I really like the color. I enjoy it. I know we're going to put a wrap on it from that side. It sounds good. It feels good driving it. It's got the Ricardo seats in it, it's got a life ahead of it. You know, for sure.
But anyway, Paul's correct me. It's H&M. Oh, I thought it was H&H, but it's H&M. Sorry, Paul. H&M Transmission in Colorado. Anyway, yeah, so we ordered in a 21 GT Mustang, 10-speed, 5.0.
Yep.
Josh is driving it right now to get a few miles on it because I already talked to Dave Dawkins this morning. We want to go out to Kid, and we want to just take the bone stock car and run it down the quarter mile and get your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, next thing, we're going to roll right back to the pits. We're going to slap a set of wheels and tires on it and set of slicks and run it down a slip again. And we'll show you how much faster the car went and quicker and everything through that process. And we'll tell you what we spent, how much were the tires, how much were the wheels, what it cost to mount them and everything else too, and show you how much we spent. And we're going to keep building this car. And each time we make an improvement to it, we're going to take it back out to the drag strip, run it through the slip, see how fast she goes, and then we'll tell you what we spent. We haven't decided everything we're going to do to the car yet as we go along. We do know it is going to be a turbo car. Kind of hard for me to say that, Josh. Kind of like them supercharging myself. But we're going to do a turbo. Nick Roberts and his guys are going to help us put this thing together. We're going to do all the work right here in our shop, and we'll break it out for you. If you want to buy the parts through our race shop and put them on, or if you want us to install them, we'll have that broke out for you too. But we'll just show you how much it costs to go that much faster and that much faster each time. I think we're going to get it in the 890s is what we're planning on.
Okay.
So that means we've got to have a roll cage.
Yep.
So as we build the car too, you got to remember we're going to build it enough to make sure that it can go 890. So if we change something up, per se, axles under the back, I know we're going to have to change those out. And we'll probably do that early on in the build so we can keep building this car as we need to go through the thing. And there's going to be some suspension changes, some shock changes, and stuff we'll also do to it. Of course, exhaust.
Yeah.
We're having a debate on that right now too, is do we take and put an exhaust on it and see what that does so we can kind of do that. But then the exhaust, when we put the turbo on, is really kind of out.
Yeah.
But I think we need to. I think we need to put the exhaust on it for the guys that doesn't want to put a turbo in the car. We can say, okay, we put this exhaust on it. It costs X amount of dollars, and here's what it did. Let alone the sound difference it's going to make. But, I mean, just to kind of show you kind of where we're at from that part too. So, anyway.
it's going to be a fun time doing that and completing that and watching that thing grow. And again, just the dollars, we're going to take money on this side and speed on this side and see what we can see spend here to how we get this up.
Darren McKinn said Mason's still waiting for a ride along in the Hot Wheels car. Well, yeah, we did some of those this last summer. We're talked to Kansas International Dragway already, and we are planning on doing some more ride alongs in that car. But who knows? We might have to have the blue car out here too.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, the yellow car has been decked out already. I shouldn't say decked out. It's still a stock motor, stock training. It's just got a locker in the back and a set of slicks and a little bit of suspension on it and a cold air intake and a tune in there for that. It'll be interesting to see how this 21 matches up straight out of the barrel.
Just
then put the set of slicks on and see kind of where it's at too. And I think that 10 speed is going to eat it up. I do. I just think so. So anyway, Josh, and it looks like we need to do some drawings.
Okay.
While you're getting things ready up, let's go through the sponsors one last time of the show. And we got everybody in the registration here, Josh.
Yeah, I think so.
Got everybody in. Get them all shuffled up as I go through our lovely sponsor of the show. And again, everybody, please go to YouTube Live. Give us some likes there. I need to get to 1,000 likes so we can do some more exciting things with the show. Love to get that up there so we can do some things there too. So comment, like, and share YouTube Live, Facebook Live, whatever it might be. Thanks, everybody who's been watching here this morning. Appreciate the phone call from Daniel. We need to get a few more phone calls going through the show to give away a few more of those prize packages valued at over $130. And we got to thank BG Products. I mean, everybody thinks that I just have them in here because they're in our store on my show. No, I've been using those products since 1985. And cleaning injectors, the 44K. And let me tell you, the things they've done and improved that over, and what I love about it, they're right here in Wichita. They manufacture everything there in El Dorado. The research and development is right here in Wichita. They've got a heck of a lab over here that's very cool. And just got a great partnership with those guys. They come get cars off our lot all the time and go do the test on them and stuff, which is cool to come back and see how much it improved the horsepower, fuel economy, and everything after they do the services. So it's very cool there too. Big Corner Creative. Yes, that's our advertising company, but they do sponsor our show, and they are a great company down there to help you with any of your advertising needs. They take care of the dealership, so why wouldn't they take care of you? Traditional media, social media, vehicle wraps, race car wraps, window tint, anything to advertise your business, web page. Those guys are down. As those guys say, just Google us. Go to Rent. Hey, if you're looking for a rental vehicle, Stan's got over 80 vehicles in stock over there. Probably not now. There's probably not that many over there right now, but he has about 80 cars over there for rent. You want to put some miles on something different, need something bigger to go on a vacation or spring break that's around the corner, give Stan a call right inside here at Mel Hamilton Ford. Go to Rent. Okay, Josh, time for a drawing. Which one are we drawing for? You drew it up already.
I did already.
Okay, so for which one you got first, Josh?
Okay, so the first one, we did the winner for the two adult passes to the Summer National featuring Funny Cars. The weekend passes are good for 7/9 and 7/10. And so for that one, we've got Darren McKinn.
Darren. All right. Congratulations, Darren.
Congratulations there. And then the next one we had here
got a drum roll in going.
Yeah, I got a drum roll. I think
Christmas vacation.
So for that one, we did the ride along on the 3-seat Proud American Dragster on 5/22, and that went to Dwight Wells. So congratulations to those those guys, Dwight and Darren. You guys are the winners there. So
come by the store, pick them up, and be great for that part too. So. Anyway, Josh, it's a few minutes. We're kind of there, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Come out next Saturday for the race open house at MH Ford Racing. We're also going to take tours to the new warehouse to show you that thing. And it's going to be kind of empty right now from that part, but we'll get things going from there. Open house 9 to 4. Get out here. Get registered up. Jordan White has pride, lunch 11 to 2. All kinds of prizes, giveaways. Racetracks are going to be out here giving away race tickets and stuff to the racetracks. So it's going to be a lot of fun there also. Don't want to miss out. Come out and get on the Roaring Racing remote control race cars. And we're also going to have a race simulator from Chad Wheeler that got some great simulators. So we're going to have one of those here on the showroom floor for everyone to jump on through iRacing. That's going to be a lot of fun too. I'm going to have to keep the salesman off those things. I can tell you that already. From that part too. So everyone, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Get us out there on Facebook and YouTube Live. Go to YouTube Live. Give us a like, please. I want to get this thing to 1,000 likes so we can get some more things we can be doing with this podcast on this show. And anyway, everybody have a great Saturday. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll be live on the showroom for the open house here at Mel Hamilton Ford. Everybody, talk to you next Saturday.